USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests, some of them turning violent, held in several cities overnight since Kentucky's Attorney General announced yesterday that none of the three Louisville police officers who fired their guns during a deadly no-knock warrant drug raid will be charged with Breonna Taylor's death. One officer is facing endangerment charges after bullets he fired entered a neighboring apartment during that raid in March. At a protest in Chicago last night,
a message is sent again in America that black and brown lives mean nothing.
Two officers shot in Louisville there during a protest are expected to survive. President Trump not committing to a normal transition of power after November's election if he was to lose, suggesting there are problems with mail-in ballots, saying they'll lead to voter fraud. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Understood. During COVID-19, families have been spending a lot of time together. Many parents are seeing changes in their child's behavior that may be signs of something more. In the U.S., nearly 15 million people have learning and thinking differences, like dyslexia and ADHD, and the symptoms aren't always clear. That's why Understood created Take Note, a new initiative to help families find the support they need. Bob Cunningham, Understood's learning development expert, says,
our simple memory device, Take Note, can help families notice changes, observe patterns, talk to family, and engage trusted resources like pediatricians. We partnered with the American Academy of Pediatrics to help families spot the signs of learning and thinking differences and to get help.
Amanda Morin, Understood's expert in family advocacy and education, says,
as a mother to kids who learn differently, I know it's so important to spot the signs, to listen to our instincts, and take control with resources like Take Note.
Visit u.org/take note.
House Democrats taking the Federal Reserve to task over its response to the coronavirus pandemic when it comes to helping average Americans. Congressman James Clyburn opening a hearing yesterday where Fed Chief Jerome Powell was the main witness.
The Fed's actions so far have prioritized big businesses over the small ones that are most at risk, and it has failed to protect American workers.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise seeing things differently, thanking Powell for his leadership.
As we work together through this, I just want to thank you for keeping a steady hand at the Federal Reserve, which has been so important as we start seeing this economic recovery.
Public viewing of the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's casket continuing today at the U.S. Supreme Court building. She'll lie in state at the U.S. Capitol building tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hours ahead of his visit, supporters are already lined up to get a glimpse of President Trump as he's due in Jacksonville, Florida, for a speech this evening at Cecil Airport. The appearance not scheduled till 7 Eastern time, but dozens of fans are already there as of 5 a.m., the president hoping to be in Jacksonville last month to have given his acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention, but that event was canceled because of COVID-19. Four polls of Florida voters coming out yesterday showing just how tight the November election could be as Trump leads in one poll, trails in two, and is tied with Joe Biden in the other. No candy, no chips, and no soda is what shoppers could find when they unload their grocery carts in the city of Berkeley, California soon. It's believed to be the first city in the nation to ban junk food from checkout lines. Proponents of that new ordinance say sugary and salty snacks and other foods are usually placed there purposely so kids will press their parents to buy it as they're checking out. Only items with 5 grams of added sugars or a specific amount of sodium will be allowed when the new rules begin in March. They won't be fully enforced until January of 2022. And Kraft Heinz is unveiling pumpkin spice mac and cheese. It's only going to be available, though, in Canada, and they'll only make 1,000 boxes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.